The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to the Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Holy shit. Welcome to the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast. My name is Vince, joined as always by humans. And Timmy!
Timmy.
Justin is not here this week. He is, bought a gay bar for fat people.
A couple states away.
He's going to call it Plumpers.
He conveniently took a two-state trip 2 days after Pokemon Go went live.
Can you believe? I couldn't imagine him out sweaty.
Oh my god.
Smelling like cheese.
He's out lost in the woods somewhere, chasing a freaking Pikachu or something.
That's fucked up. Fat guy looking for fucking Pokemon. Alright, on this week's show we have TV news, movie news, you know, the same shit we talk about every week. But, you know, just us. It'll be glorious and beautiful. And children that won't shut the fuck up.
Children.
I love you.
I love you.
Alright. First off, we gotta get this out of the way before I forget. Roboto and Rev got the song right for last week's World Famous No Prize. You get nothing but the shame of knowing that both of you are probably on the down low for knowing music from a gay cowboy movie.
Gay.
That's pretty much all I got.
Butt sex.
Yeah, congratulations, fags. All right, let's go to TV news first. The NBC Universal-owned cable company has canceled the straight-to-series adaptation of Whitley Strieber's best-selling novel, Alien Hunter. Yay! Whitley Strieber wrote Communion.
Okay.
He thought
even heard about this.
He thought he was abducted by aliens. And he wrote it back in the 70s, I think.
It's that Greek guy from...
Yeah, Aliens. But yeah. Without the butt sex from alien probes.
Oh. Wow.
Damn, bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, let's see. 13 episode drama was put in development in October 2013.
God. I think I just took a shower.
Good job. Let's see. What is this? Fuck, I don't know. It's not coming back. Sorry. All right, let's see. For all you Game of Thrones fans, the wait for season 7 of Game of Thrones could be longer than expected because of allergies.
Go get a Kleenex, dude.
Showrunners David Benioff and D.B. Weiss revealed that production on the HBO fantasy drama is going to start later than expected. The duo who made the remarks during UFC podcast said production is waiting for gloomy weather to return in a bid to capture the weather that comes with the winter is here moment revealed in season 6 finale. They could always go to Seattle.
Yeah. That's where they find all those feet that I talked about last week.
Oh, I want to go. Wouldn't that be sexy?
No.
Oh. I'm sorry.
They find him with shoes on.
Oh, well, I don't want to have to unwrap them.
Apparently they float because of the shoe. They float in the ocean. And they just wash up on the shore.
But they're Asian.
Possibly.
That's kind of hot. Oh, let's see. Turner Entertainment Chief Creator. Woo. God damn. Turner Entertainment Chief Creative Officer Kevin Riley is keen on his network's latest slate of originals. The cable suite on Wednesday announced renewals for 3 series, ordering second seasons of TNT's Animal Kingdom, TBS's Wrecked, and as well as a 3rd season of TBS's Angie Tribeca. Quote, a year ago we began reinventing TBS, and thanks to the incredible talent behind these shows, we've come a long way, baby, in a very short amount of time. So, if you like that shit, fantastic. Because I don't watch any of it since I don't have cable anymore.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Oh, this is great. If you have, like, a serious news thing...
Oh, God.
The first person I would want covering it is a habitual liar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Brian Williams. He came back to NBC on Thursday as the network cut to MSNBC's live coverage of the Dallas police shootings.
Oh, jeez.
Yay! Let's see. He provided rolling commentary on the situation in Dallas, where five police officers died, and more were injured after gunmen opened fire at the tail end of protests against brutality. yeah. SKS.
Nice.
Not a 223, which was, I don't know. Nice?
Yeah.
But it's kind of scary because I remember two episodes ago I said, you know, just go for the 7.62. And I'll be nice. Goddamn if they didn't. Awesome.
They've been listening. And they shot cops.
And that was a black guy. I don't think he was listening to this podcast.
Well, we do have a couple black listeners.
Okay, he was a nigger. I'm pretty sure that he wasn't listening to the podcast. Right. Oh, do you like Rob Lowe?
Eh.
I love Rob Lowe.
Yeah, he's
especially in that poster in, what was that? The, what was that movie with the vampires?
there's a lot of them.
Oh, the Lost Boys.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Where he's up there, he's all looking sexy and gay. Yeah. Yeah. He's coming back to TV.
Cool.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last thing I saw him in.
The Grindr, apparently. Grindr.
The gay app?
Yeah, but he was in a movie, or a show called The Grindr, so he'll be playing a colonel in some TV show doing something. Yay!
A doctor.
Yeah.
Military doctor.
Rob Lowe, military doctor.
Gay.
All I know is Cox.
It's called MASH.
What's wrong with MASH?
Nothing.
I like MASH.
Gay doctor. I'm just saying.
Was there gay doctors in MASH?
Yeah, there was a guy there dressed up like a
woman. He wasn't gay. He wasn't gay.
Oh, okay.
He was a transsexual. I know,
he was trying to get out of the army, but...
Oh, and last but not least, which is fun, Uncle Buck. It's gone after one episode. Isn't that great? Uncle Buck.
Yeah, Uncle Buck.
Yeah. He's not coming back. Star James Leisure took to Twitter on Wednesday to announce that the network would not move forward with the second season because it was a shitty idea to begin with.
It was fucking awful. I didn't watch any of it.
Why would you do that?
It was awful. Awful.
I don't...
Oh, it was awful.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't either. Fuck it. They're not coming back.
Even the TV show with the original movie cast would have been terrible.
Yeah, well, I mean, they'd have to dig up.
Oh yeah,
John Candy, just his corpse stinking.
I'd probably watch that.
I might watch that too. Oh, speaking of dead people, movie news: Kiefer Sutherland is coming back for a Flatliners remake.
Sounds kind of exciting.
Sony.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fucked it up right there.
Yeah, helmed by Niels Arden Oplev, the new film. The new take on Flatliners boasts a screenplay from the source code writer, Ben Ripley. Lawrence Mark and Michael Douglas are producing the film, which is probably going to suck.
Yeah.
And I thought of you when I saw this. This is fantastic. Kate Mara and Ed Helms to co-star in Ted Kennedy drama, Chappaquiddick.
Why would you think of me?
Because we talked about him killing that poor woman.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it, I'm like, oh, bitch, you're going to die. Oh, that's so sad. You're going to be pregnant. If you don't know, Chappaquiddick River... Wait a minute. Chappaquiddick traversed to Massachusetts Island in 1969, became associated with an incident that... quickly became a national political scandal. On July 18th, U.S. Senator Ted Kennedy and his assistant Mary Jo Kopechne were in a car accident in which Kopechne died, and Kennedy later pled guilty to a charge of leaving the scene of an accident because he drove off a fucking bridge and killed his pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's what happened. Well, I don't remember.
I remember the story.
Right.
Didn't he kill somebody more recently than that?
I don't know.
He, like, hit somebody with a car or something.
He died a few years ago.
I know, but it was... I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember. All I know is that head trauma runs rampant in the Kennedy family.
It does.
And I think it's because they're all assholes.
It could be.
Because they're dirty.
They are dirty.
They are shady as fuck. All right. I don't have anything else for movie news except for maybe this week's Ghostbusters hate.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, it's been leaked. I saw the GIF online of the misandry that is the new Ghostbusters movie. Apparently, the logo becomes real. And the only way it was defeated was by, I think it was Melissa McCarthy, shooting it in the junk.
With the proton pack?
With the proton pack.
Shoot it in his poor wiener.
Yeah. So, you know, they talk about how bad, you know, the fans were saying, oh, well, I don't want to go see it. You know, it looks stupid, blah, 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 blah. Oh, well, you're a misogynist. And then, you know, they assault something in the dick.
That's sexist right there.
That's wonderful. That's a lot of fun. I'm not going to see that movie. I urge everyone not to see it because it looks like a big steaming pile of poop.
Dookie.
Shit.
Yep.
And all those other words that smell bad come out of your butthole. Poop. Shit.
Yeah, but you're Vince's child.
Yeah, I can say what I want.
I know.
Nickel. Comics.
Yeah, there's those.
Yeah. Because we like comics. Oh, you know what I forgot to do?
Did you fart?
No.
Okay.
You know what I forgot to do? Wrestling news.
Oh.
But I do have something. I saw it this morning. Would Anna Kendrick work for Acorns to be Marvel Squirrel Girl?
She'd be better than that chick you suggested.
Lena Dunham?
Yeah.
All I know is that they asked her if she wanted to do Squirrel Girl, and she's like, well, I don't know. Is she half girl, half squirrel? And her resting bitch face look.
Yeah.
Which isn't really resting bitch face. I never thought of her with that face. When I see her, it looks like she smelled a fart.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Like, she's looking at that face like, oh. I don't know. She looks like a fucking psychopath, I guess.
Yeah, she's going to be a squirrel girl.
Better than Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
She could be Pig Girl.
Yeah, but I like it.
Or Sexual Assault Girl.
I Raped My Sister Girl.
Yeah, Pedophile Girl. Wow. The new Flintstones comic book, I guess, is supposed to be really dark.
I've seen pictures of it. It looks strange.
I don't know. It looks kind of good.
Yeah, the art looks weird.
But Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're trying to get the older crowd.
There's on Flintstones.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else going on. Let's see. If you haven't seen this one, the new Iron Man come out the other day. Have you seen the picture of this?
No.
What?
A black teenage girl.
I thought we knew that already. No, that was... What?
See, she was the... War Machine.
War Machine.
But it came out that...
Oh, it was Riri. Yeah, her name's Riri.
She is actually Iron Man.
Oh.
She had the helmet.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards. So, and then Twitter was just a fucking mess of people bitching about it. Like you do. Because, you know...
No.
Iron Man. Tony Stark. Suddenly becomes a woman. A black girl, to be precise.
So where's Tony Stark?
Who knows? Who cares? Fucking Marvel has lost their goddamn minds.
Yeah.
Let's see. Comics. Damn, we're
video games.
Moving
now.
Right along here. No, we gotta do wrestling first.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar won the UFC champion or the UFC fight by unanimous decision. That was the only thing that I knew.
For wrestling. I haven't seen anything either.
He looked like a fucking monster in the pictures.
He is a monster.
So, but I mean, could you imagine whoever, I mean, it was a unanimous decision.
Yeah.
So, they both beat the shit out of each other. And whoever was doing the judging flipped a coin, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who the hell are we going to get to do this? Nice burp.
Thank you.
All right. Video game news. With Vince. Hi, Vince.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Pokemon Go arrived the other day. Have you seen this?
It's all over.
Oh, I downloaded it, and I found, like, Pokemon just, like, right here.
Yeah, it's
it was
all
stupid.
All over the internet.
People were bitching about how, like, Ingress was first.
Apparently they did it on Simpsons first, too.
Though, did they?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's silly. It's not bad, I guess. Everyone's going crazy. Some teenage boy found a body while looking for Pokemon.
Yeah.
By the river. Which is true. They did. It was fucked up.
I can still do my magic trick with my hand. Can I show Kelly?
I can do a magic trick with my hand. We'll do it after the show, so I can show him my magic trick, too.
I don't want to see your magic trick.
Kelly. All right, magic trick time.
Oh my god, you're disgusting.
Go watch TV, sicko. Let's see, what else we got? Red Dead Redemption is now playable on the X-Bone. Please buy that game. Yeah. It's fantastic. It's really good. What else we got? No Man's Sky is finally finished.
Yeah.
Finally.
Mexico talked about that like a year ago.
What?
No Man's Sky.
Yeah. It's finally finished. When will it be released? No one knows. But it's
done. That's some world building, isn't it?
I think it's world exploring. But you can go to different...
You have your own planet, and you can go to different planets or whatever.
Yeah. What? I think that's... Yeah, I don't know how much of it... But I know it's going to be on PS4.
What is?
No Man's Sky. We'll look it up afterwards.
It's a video game.
Oh. Yeah.
It's not
video
out yet.
Game.
They've only been working on it for 5 years.
Yeah.
Five
that years. And Starbound and everything else that's in
I thought we had Starbound.
We do, but it's not in... It's still in beta.
Oh.
They haven't released the full... It's in Kickstarter hell. How about that?
Yeah.
You had that, like, for so long. Wow.
Let's see. What else is next? Music?
Yeah, there's not much going on in music. The Revolution is going to reunite for two shows. Prince's backup band.
Okay.
I don't know why.
But it was Prince and the Revolution. What's the fucking Revolution going to do? Oh, they going to get the doctor with the keyboard?
Yeah,
remember that guy with the scrubs?
They're going to have the motorcycle come out and fall down. That was terrible.
What was that big? Was that a big purple gold wing?
Yeah.
I'd love to have a purple gold wing.
Now, this is exciting. Ween could have a Prince tribute in the works.
Oh, shit. I love Ween. Dean Ween.
Dolly Parton endorses Dolly Parton for president.
I would vote for her.
Yeah. She said... We need more titties in the White House. Yeah. That's a direct quote.
Well, she's country, so like she gets the strife of, and we get free books from her. So, don't you get those free books?
Yeah, there's a Dolly Parton library in Morristown.
Well, I mean, when we sign up for free books, like they'll just mail them to you.
Yeah,
through her charity or whatever, which. There's not a lot of people doing that kind of shit, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, there's a library in Morristown that's sponsored by Dolly Parton.
That's cool.
It's like right across like where my house is. Like you can see it from my house.
Well, that's mighty wide ever.
West Claypool, it releases a new line of soda. And it's not pork.
Oh, cheese?
Let's see. Soothing soda to help mellow things out. Oh, I bet it's weed.
No. Is it?
C-pop. Primus Basis describes the beverage like a ginger snap dipped in vanilla ice cream. So, oh, it's not weed.
Sounds good.
It does.
$5 a bottle for that
soothe
shit.
Both stomach aches and satisfy the cravings of any sugar-fiending teen. Flavored with ginger people, chamomile, what? And... it doesn't say ginger people, I added that.
Fucker.
Chamomile and naturally relaxing herbs.
Weed.
Weed.
Smoke weed every day.
Okay,
Hoover,
shut up.
Wow, Les Claypool.
Yeah, that's all I got. It's just the stuff on Reddit.
There's really nothing going on. Everybody's leading up for Comic-Con here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, everything is Pokemon Go and shooting cops and...
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Black Lives Matter.
Even though we'll get to it later, I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Yeah.
There wasn't much news, but there sure is commentary.
Yeah, plenty of commentary.
All right, let's see. For the song of the week, you assholes, we're going to have a song, okay?
It's going to be musical.
It's going to be musical.
Not from a musical. It's a
no.
Music. The music.
There's no gay cowboys in this, but you got to look at the cover art for the album, which is classic, just by the way. I want who did the cover of this song and
what band did the cover of this song?
What band did the cover of the song? Okay. Not the original people that did it, but what band did the cover of it? This one, with this particular song. And what does the title mean? What does it allude to? So you gotta get some history lesson going on. Alright? Sorry, I was trying to go, you know. So, here you go, you fuckers.
All right! Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, The Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, The Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from Neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
What's up, everybody? It's the Impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, inviting all of you to join myself and my co-host, Kid Human, as we are from the current to the way back, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every Friday at 9 p.m. on RantEMRadio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. You can go get our stuff at TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, GeekLifeRadio.com, and search Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the TuneIn app.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Sport hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Oh my. Let's see. What do you want to do first?
I don't care.
Okay, top 10 B-movies.
Top 10 B-movies.
Yay!
This was easy for me.
It was pretty easy for me, too.
I did this in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
What's your number 10?
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
She loves that movie.
It was awful.
She loves that movie.
Really?
It's weird. I'm like, really, honey? Fucking weirdo. I had You're the Hunter from the Future. It's awesome. So campy. It's alright though. What's your number 9?
Iron Sky.
I like Iron Sky.
Yeah.
I got a soft spot in my heart for Nazis.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I had Cruel. Remember that?
Yeah.
With the thing he threw and killed people with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next!
Number 8, Tremors.
Yeah. I love that movie. Aren't they supposed to be remaking it?
I think so. Wasn't Reba McEntire in one of them?
Yeah, and the dad from, she was in the first one.
Yeah.
With the dad from Family Ties.
Yeah.
Now my number 8 is Chopping Mall.
Yeah.
I love Chopping Mall. Next!
Cyborg.
Who was in that?
Fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, that's right.
Or he's half robot or whatever. He was a cyborg.
Terminator.
Yeah. It was like a knockoff Terminator with that scary black guy and the chainmail. You know what I'm talking about.
God damn. Oh, I had Critters.
Ah, that was a good movie.
I love those movies. Next.
Zombievers. That's a good movie.
Kind of like Porn of the Dead. I mean, if you're not hip on it,
yeah,
you think the beaver part, but it's not.
Well, they make the beavers. Joke the whole fucking time.
Well, but. Sure. My number 6 was Chud, Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dwellers. Next.
Yeah, I think they thought that movie was going to be a lot bigger.
Yeah, no.
Kung Fury.
I love that movie. It won so many awards.
It did. It's not really a B movie anymore, I guess.
But they really spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
So, I had The Stuff.
Yeah.
I love that movie. It was The Stuff.
The Stuff.
The Stuff. Next!
Wolf Cop. It's good stuff.
Talking Werewolf, like Teen Wolf, but bloodier. I had Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I almost put that one.
She likes that movie. It's weird.
It is weird.
Next!
John Dies at the End.
I love that movie.
I didn't think I would like it, but then I watched it, and I was like, this is great.
Where the doorknob turns into a dick.
Yeah.
We can't go out that way.
The whole movie's great.
I had Toxic Avengers for... Yeah. No, Toxic Avenger for 3. I'm so sorry. Next.
The first one, Toxic Avenger.
Yeah.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
That's a good movie.
That's a great movie.
Tyler Labine is my hero.
He is.
For my number 2, I had Munchies.
Munchies. I don't remember that one.
Oh, that was awesome.
Is that the toilet one?
Yeah, I think. Like, they were like ghoulies and critters and munchies.
I think ghoulies is the thing, what I'm thinking of. Where the little green thing is coming out of the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was ghoulies. What's your number 1?
My number 1 is, of course, Rubber.
Really?
The tire that kills people. Yeah.
That is a good movie.
It's great.
It's fucked up. I had Evil Dead as my favorite B-movie of all time, even though I guess it's not really a... I mean, then it was a B-movie, but...
Yeah.
It's not really... Now, I don't know. All right, that was our top 10 list of B movies.
And then, honorable mention for B movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The B movie.
The B movie, yeah.
Starring Jerry Seinfeld.
I had,
that was awful.
Oh, my God, B movie. Just because you're watching Maya and the Bee, you had to think of that.
Well, I thought of it when you said B movies. It's like, oh, yeah, B movie.
Oh, no. No, yeah. I was not thinking B movie. I would have said BEE movie.
I know, that was an awful movie, by the way.
Watching the B movie.
I know.
No, this is a different movie. It's called B
the
movie.
The B movie, yeah. BEE movie. She's watching Maya the Bee. Which is
B movie had weird Jerry all on Seinfeld its own. In it. It was awful.
Perfect timing.
It was awful. All right, we're going to fan cast Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Because we couldn't think of anything else.
If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's fantastic.
From 78?
Yes, and there's a song in there called Puberty Love that Matt Cameron
really
sang. Yes, drummer from Soundgarden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of useless knowledge that nobody really gives a fuck about.
Yeah.
Let's see, you do your thing.
Mason Dixon. I got Mark Wahlberg.
I had The Rock.
Jim Richardson?
Yes.
Chris Hemsworth.
I had Mark Wahlberg. Why not? The fucking Wahlberg.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
I could have had Wahlberg for everything.
Yeah. This could be old. Hey, I could have put the whole Wahlberg family in here.
And what's her name, too? Because she's a Wahlberg, right?
No, I don't put her in anything.
McCarthy?
No. No.
What do you mean?
No, she's an awful human.
She's a Wahlberg. Is she not?
I know.
Is she not?
Didn't you listen to the Save Donnie podcast?
No.
It was hashtag Save Donnie.
Oh, God, that means he's related to Melissa.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm scared.
Next.
Lois Fairchild. Jennifer Aniston.
I had Morgan Fairchild.
Just because of the name?
Dig that bitch up. She's hot. Yeah, it's because of the name. Go on.
Rock Peace.
Yes.
I had Terry Crews.
I had Tom Selleck. That's awesome.
The President. I have Mel Brooks.
See, I saved him. I had Keith David.
That's good.
I like Keith David. He's my hero.
Senator Polk. And Chris Cooper.
My Senator Polk was Christie Brinkley.
Really?
I don't know why.
Eh.
She was on TV.
My newspaper editor, Tom Hanks.
I had Elliot Gould. I needed an old Jew.
Why Tom Hanks?
Because Tom Hanks is awesome.
Tom Hanks is funny as shit.
I went to The Scientist.
Oh.
I had Christopher Lloyd because I was watching Back to the Future.
Which is on Netflix.
Yeah, all three of them.
I went with Ted Swan, Ted Danson.
Yeah, he needs some work.
He does need work. And the guy's name's Ted. So, there you go.
I went for Miss Potato Famine. Angelica Salaya. She was Zed on Constantine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I went Major Mills, David Ogden Stiers. Need that old gay guy.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
If you say old gay guy, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Major Winchester.
Yeah.
Do you know what movie I always wanted to watch?
What?
Wrecked. You guys already said it. I always wanted to watch
Rats?
Wrecked.
Wrecked?
Yeah.
What did you say, Wrecked?
With Tom Hanks.
With Tom Hanks?
Yeah, I have no idea now.
You're high.
He's lost.
I know.
I went with Superman.
Yesterday I just watched some guy.
He's rambling.
Talk about that.
He's high.
He's rambling. What'd you put him on?
The weed, I guess. Fuck, I don't know. Who?
Superman.
Yes?
Dean Cain. Because
Really?
He's played too many rapists on that channel, Lifetime Network.
What?
He does play. Why do they do that? It's always a white guy.
I know. It's always Dean Cain.
Why is it always a white guy as the bad guy?
Because, I don't know, they don't want to go with the status quo.
It's fantasy, okay? We gotta have a white guy. Old man. My old man was Mel Brooks.
That's beautiful.
Because
he's 90.
I had to have Mel Brooks in it, because I love Mel Brooks.
Who's Mel Brooks?
You shut what? Your mouth.
President Scroob?
Go to your room.
He's on, what's that one movie called?
Spaceballs?
No, Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
Blazing Saddles.
You haven't seen that yet.
No. You probably shouldn't.
Not yet.
We'll wait. Oh, all right. Now we're getting to listener questions. Well, not really questions. This was sent in a list of things that people have asked or wanted us to see. Apparently, members of Cuba's volleyball team detained on rape suspicion. This is coming from the Rio Olympics, where apparently there are people still going to that.
Cubans?
Detained. Well, I mean, they're right there. Detained Cubans. This is another link sent in. Now Muslims are offended by people saying fuck ISIS, and police are calling it incitement.
What?
You can't.
You can't say fuck ISIS.
They're afraid they're going to get blown up.
Oh.
They have won.
So if I say that I don't like this terrorist group, they're saying that I'm inciting them.
Yes.
That's stupid.
They're pussies.
Yeah.
This whole thing is like...
Don't poke the bear.
It's like Harry Potter. You know, you knew that Voldemort was a bad guy. And he did bad shit, but no one ever wanted to, like, see it or say it. No, yeah. They couldn't even say his name. They were so scared of it.
Voldemort.
He didn't have a nose.
Yeah. This is the way they're treating this. You're so caring about bad guys. I love it. Let's see.
He can't get a good night's sleep.
The radical black... A video of radical Black Lives Matter shuts down Toronto Gay Pride Parade. They've had a lot of these. The BLM people going to, like, the Pride parades and whatnot. And shutting it down. For whatever reason. I don't know why.
Cool.
because, I mean, black people, I guess. I don't know. Let's see. Mark Hamill, right? Bear muskets. He wants you to be able to bear muskets? Muskets?
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's fucking stupid. We'll come back to that. Let's see. 35 girls aged 12 to 17 sexually assaulted at a Swedish music festival in Cologne. Well, it kind of matches the Cologne New Year's attack. Yeah. I don't know when are you going to... I don't know. Those Northern European countries are...
They're all...
I mean...
Screwing all the time. I don't know.
Well, it's all Muslims.
Oh, yeah. Refugees and
whatnot. It's all the rapegees coming in and... Fucking everybody. Literally, at this point. There's no way I'd go... No way. It's too scary. Well, let's see. What else we got?
Your boy is standing too close to me.
He's cramping your style.
It's making me uncomfortable. I'm right by
the Olympics. Oh, this one's fun. Rio Olympic sailing venue leaves boats completely brown with pollution. Oh, God. They're going to be swimming in that shit, too.
Mark Hamill said, "Don't get me wrong. As a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I believe in every American's right to own a musket."
Okay.
He said gun owners should be restricted to muskets only.
Dad. Okay.
That's fine.
Oh, I'll take my black powder gun. They fire 50 caliber rounds.
Yeah. Takes forever to load them, but...
No, you can get pre...
Oh, yeah.
Pre-lit rounds or whatever.
Pre-loaded.
Yeah.
Loads.
Let's see. Man sues Kim Davis for not allowing him to marry an inanimate object.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I did not see this. What the fuck is that?
He wanted to marry something. I can't remember what it was. God damn it.
Now who the hell's Kim Davis?
She was that bitch that got... She was in the news, that little... short, stumpy, fat bitch that didn't want to marry gay people.
Oh! That's right.
Jimmy.
Oh, no, put that up. Seriously. No. Seriously.
Can we try some of this?
No, go away. I don't want it.
That's disgusting. Carolina Reaper.
Powder.
What is it?
Carolina Reaper powder.
Oh, no thanks. I'm good. I don't want any. Go put it in your butt crack.
Oh, my God. Or your pee hole.
No.
You're good, Bob.
Dude, go away.
Try a bit of it. Do it.
No. Okay, what else we got? Breaking Romanian hacker with access to Clinton emails found dead in a jail cell.
What?
The Romanian hacker with access to Clinton emails found dead.
Hmm.
That's nice. How's that make you feel?
Great.
Oh, yeah, I hear the Iron Man Riri Williams. That's awesome. George Takei. Oh, yeah. Do you see that?
Mm-mm.
George Takei is pissed that the guy playing Sulu is gay.
Why?
The Sulu character in the new movie is portrayed as gay.
Oh. Why is he mad about that? Because the character, old character was not gay?
Right, because it wasn't canon to...
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. That's about all I got. Except for all that Dallas bullshit. I don't know if I want to talk about that or not.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of depressing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do we have questions? Did you get the questions?
That's all I got from Fatty.
Oh.
He's tucking ones in some guy's thong right now.
Oh, he wanted to marry his computer.
Oh!
That's totally different, I guess. Like that movie.
You can't, but... Oh, my God.
Yeah, the Kim Davis thing. He wanted to marry his computer.
Maybe he was trying to prove a point?
I don't know. She got in trouble for it, though. She's in legal trouble for denying him.
So he did it, I don't know.
Yeah. Be a dick.
Well, congratulations. It worked. He was a dick. What are you doing?
I'm seeing if there's any questions on the podcast page.
Oh, yeah. We have a page. I don't have Facebook, though. What can I say?
I don't see any questions on there, people.
I don't either. Where's your goddamn questions? Maybe you don't like us. Well, dead air.
Dead air.
Well, fuck it. That's all I got. You got anything?
Not that I know of.
We wrapped it up in an hour. Damn, that's pretty good. That's a world record, I think. Of course, I think we did pretty good without Fatty being
Somebody
here.
Said, damn it, man, didn't you see the other post for questions? Too late. Already put them in the other topic. Well, I don't see them. So, I don't know what's going on here.
Well, fuck it.
Fuck you.
That's our show for this week.
Justin will answer him next week.
Yeah.
And we'll sit there and taunt him.
With a ball gag, and we'll poke him in the butt.
Yeah.
You can send hate mail to inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com.
Sounds right.
At Cyborg Sumo.
Yeah.
At Fetal Bliss.
At Shore Timmy. I'm never on there, though.
I think that's all
Dude,
we got.
I think I got some of that powder in my nose.
Yeah, you probably did.
He's like flicking it.
Yeah. It's Bernie.
Yeah.
It's very Bernie. Like a drop.
I got Bernie pain.
All right. Well, that's all I got for this week. Hope everybody has a good rest of the week. And
yeah. I might not be here next week again. I'm going on another vacation.
How the fuck do you get to take so many days off?
I get 2 weeks of vacation.
Once a month?
No. And then at the end of July, I get 2 weeks off because the plant is shut down.
Where are you going?
Next week?
Yeah.
Thursday, I'm going to Kings Island.
Woo!
And then I'm going to Spring Mill State Park.
Woo. I like Spring Mill.
I do too. We've been there before. Going with my in-law.
I'd like to take a camper.
I don't have one. I have a tent. We're staying in a inn thing. Hotel room.
Alright. Well, on that note, I guess we'll bid you a fair adieu, you assholes. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.